This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a nightmare for all of us. When you have the home project, you got to go out in the yard. Maybe you got to be on the grill and you got to perform under pressure. You think the bedroom is the place performing under pressure? Nah. Performing under pressure in front of the father-in-law. My best buddy back home, Jake, oh my God. Like, he loves his father-in-law, but probably would want to bury his body somewhere because this guy is Mr. Do-It-All. He fixes everything. He moves everything.
Captain America.
He's Captain America, and the daughter views him as such. Why can't you be like Dad? What, my dad could fix it. My dad this, my dad that. And I hope he's not listening right now, especially with her. Sometimes he does radio.com. But he loves him because he fixes everything and does all these chores and work. But he also emasculates him. And Dub, you had a similar experience?
Yes. And I tried to do everything I could to avoid it. We have had an issue with our guest bathroom where it's been constantly running. In the evening. Now, I've had this issue before in places that I've lived at, either apartments or houses otherwise. And so my first instinct when a toilet continues to run is I think to myself, okay, there's probably a leak in the little flapper. The little flapper's not going down exactly the right way. Well, my wife, as she always does suggest when anything is wrong at my house, well, why don't you just call my dad? He'd love to help you fix it. Why don't you just call my dad? Just call him up and he'll be happy to fix it.
He's a beast?
Yes. He does a lot of his own home improvement. He'll hole in the wall. He can reconstruct the wall and fix it and make it look like it's totally brand new.
Great show.
Plumbing issues, you know, something wrong with your garbage disposal, he can take care of that. Something wrong with your car, he can handle that. He changes his own oil.
Ooh. Wow, wow, wow.
Which is something he chastises me about, by the way. And that's kind of where I get to with my wife. She suggests, and rightfully so, that, hey, just reach out to my father. He knows a lot about this, and I'm sure he can help you. And while I always concede, yes, that is true, and inevitably, whenever I ask for his help, what also comes along with it is not necessarily a lesson, but a lecture on how much more I could be doing around the home. So in this case, again, tried to avoid this firsthand. So I went in, took the tank off, took the thing out the back. I fixed the flapper, brought a brand new flapper.
I got a problem with mine right now, too. I've just ignored it. Like
flapper or it's running?
It's running.
You might just need to check the water level.
Well,
just raise the water level.
There are several different things that it could be.
Because once I use the bathroom, I can't use that thing for probably like another 10 minutes.
Oh, man, you've got some bowel issues.
That sounds like a flapper issue.
Okay.
Because it's leaking water. But I fixed the flapper, ran the toilet again, continues to run. Then I look at the, you know, the little bulb. It's attached to a rod, and the bulb floats in the water. So when the water gets to a certain level, the bulb also rises to that certain level, and it shuts off the water.
It's actually called the float. That's
okay.
What they call it.
Called the float. All right. Yeah. So I'm looking at the float, and I realize, oh, I can just kind of like with my finger, even though the toilet's full and it's still running, with my finger, I like have to lift it up a little bit. I have to like lift it up so it's not floating correctly. So I'm like, okay, I'll order a new bulb. I'll buy a new bulb. Didn't work either. Finally, my father-in-law, after I call him reluctantly and like, hey, do you think you know what's wrong? But I still think I can fix it. You think you know what's wrong? He's like, you need to change the whole tank. You need to change the pump there. Now,
is that how he sounded when he talked to you?
Troy.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that. Flapper, easy fix for me. Bulb, it's nothing. You just unscrew the float and replace it with another float. But the pump requires several different steps. The pump requires you shutting off the water, for example. The pump requires you draining the back of your tank and making sure all the water's out of it so that, you know, it doesn't leak all over your bathroom floor, none of which I have experience with. So in this case, finally, I reluctantly called him over, asked him, could you help me? Now, in this case, I'm hoping, like, could you help me as in, you know, I'll do it and you'll kind of direct me, or we'll just go through the instructions and, you know, you'll just be there to make sure nothing goes wrong. Unfortunately, instead, he took over. Now, you'd think this would be a benefit to me, like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't have to do it.
You do it all. But the problem is, I don't want to have to call him every time I had this issue going forward. So I wanted to get down there, get my hands dirty,
yeah,
and take care of it. But instead, without really even asking me, he, you know, gets down, starts working around the toilet, and before I know it, he's unscrewing the pump, you know, asking me to hand him the pump, and then putting it back in. So there's this feeling of emasculation, yeah. B, the lecture that comes afterwards, where it's like, oh, and while you're changing your tank,
give me a beer.
You could also start considering, you know, changing your own oil like I do, or fixing this hole in your wall, or you're fixing this or that. And so I balance every time I call him, even though my wife suggests it and he's 20 minutes away and it is an easy call and he usually can't be nicer about it, because of the feelings that I have at the end of it. It makes me reluctant to want to call him to begin with. And I'll almost rather just let it run. Let it run for another week before I call him and with my tail between my legs begging for help.
Tolos are diagnosing this like step by step. And they all keep saying what it is. And I don't want to say it because I feel like it's a prank. But I've seen like 8 messages that it's a type of valve.
Like A-E-I-O-U?
No, like, it's no, like, he's right. It's right. It's called the ball cock.
Yeah, it's a ball cock.
The ball cock.
The ball cock. Sean, man,
is
Sean.
Is that the
you,
float?
You are the least handiest person in this station. No, it's the ball cock.
Okay, so you know.
It's called the ball cock?
It's sort of it's the tube on the far left that the float is attached to on the other side, on the bottom end of it.
That's
called
it's
called the ball cock.
Yeah.
Now they're saying that we have to screw it. Feel like it's a joke.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, I mean, you know, YouTube has changed the game.
Oh, yeah.
YouTube has changed the game. There is not a home improvement project you could do that you can't do simply by going to YouTube and figuring out how to do it. I had a check engine light on. I went to YouTube, took a piece out of my engine, sprayed it down, put it back in, it's gone.
Yeah, but it doesn't it doesn't matter what YouTube has done to make it better. It's what other people have done to make it worse. Like, you know, Roy, you're talking about your father-in-law looking over your shoulders. What about these idiots? Jonathan, Drew Scott, the Property Brothers.
Oh, yeah, Property Brothers.
I saw they went in and tore down a wall. Why can't you tear down the wall in the bedroom? It's like, because I'm not that manly enough to do it.
Right, because they hired Chip Gaines to do it. That's why.
I have a great relationship with Brian Broaddus, and the best moment we've ever had together was standing out by my Big Green Egg.
Naked.
Conference championship weekend, and both of us bonding over being total morons when it comes to fixing anything.
Broaddus is?
Broaddus.
Man, he doesn't look
good. That's disappointing.
Never would have thought.
No.
Never would have thought, but Broaddus was right there with me.
For a guy that can boil that much shrimp, you would think he would be handy.
Yeah, so look, man, it's a terrifying feeling. It can give you anxiety. And then, is she going to have sympathy for you, or is she going to say, why don't you meet my dad's standards?
How far in the marriage are you?
Why can't you live up to it?
She'll know. She usually would probably know before you get married whether or not you can do any of this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Her expectations have changed.
Well, you got to find, first off, pick a girl whose dad is not handy. You know, she can have everything going for her. She can be a perfect 10, awesome personality.
Ideally, pick a girl whose dad is rich, first and foremost.
No,
yeah, ideally, yes.
Yeah, but
ideally, because then she won't.
High five
he won't,
to me.
He won't do anything himself, and he'll pay other people to do it.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Or just like some people have done on the station, befriend a Tolo, like all these ones hitting us up on the fan text to come and bail you out and pay them versus having your father-in-law come and shame you. There you go. That's what I do.
Oh, but I want to avoid the payment because, I mean, I am cheap.
Well, there's a lot that will offer you for free. Just offer them a few beers and sit there and chill.
I do have those.
30 minutes of your time. Give them a rip, and you're good to go.
A rip of what?
There you go.
Rip of my clothes.
Rip your clothes.
Here's a piece of my Nike sweater.
These no longer spark joy. You can have these.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so there's a father-in-law nightmares. All right, as we get ready to travel here to surprise, you have some tips?
Yeah, so this was actually a Twitter thread I saw about making your life easier when you travel, along with avoiding jet lag. Now, we're going to be going west. Normally, sometimes Phoenix is two time zones. Sometimes it's one. We will be having a little bit of jet lag. But this one guy who is an international traveler has, and studies have shown this, the tips that you need while traveling either abroad or domestically, but for several hours.
All right.
First off, and I noticed this, that the airplanes don't pump as much oxygen in to the plane as humanly necessary to maintain everything with your functionality.
And how do you know this?
Because I'm a nerd.
Oh, so you're not like on the plane breathing and say, this is not the right oxygen level.
So the new airplanes that are made out of this composite material where they do pump in enough oxygen.
Okay.
The planes that most of us have ever flown on, I'm talking about the newest ones, are made of aluminum and they can only expand so much. So you don't pump in as much oxygen.
Okay.
That's where you get jet lagged from.
Okay. We got 3 minutes left in this segment, nerd.
So, God. Pack light.
You want to hear about the propellers?
Yes. Pack light, do laundry, never check bags.
Okay, I have a problem with that.
Nope, do laundry.
Where am I doing the laundry at every place I go?
Well, you could pay the hotel to do it or you could find a laundromat.
No. So I'm going to go to the Super Bowl and leave in freezing Atlanta or Minnesota to go to a laundromat versus waiting 15 more minutes at the baggage claim?
Studies show you should...
The $25 or $50 I'm going to spend for the bag is going to go and doing the laundry from someone else.
But yeah, it's not that. It's the time. It's the time wasted of the...
And I'm wasting time going and dropping it off and picking it up.
Yeah.
It says you should be able to pack for 10 days without checking.
I go back.
It depends what climate I'm going to.
Well, that's true. If you're going winter, then you're going to have to carry some of that on.
I go back to a friend of the show, Brett Michaels. The song Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Yep. He wrote it at a laundromat here in Dallas. Sean, you would have the time to think of incredible sports topics and things to do to better yourself.
I like to do that at a bar.
That's true.
Or on edibles.
While flying, you should stand in the aisle for 5 minutes per hour of flight.
Yeah, passengers love when people randomly stand up.
For circulation.
I like to get my stretching in on the flights.
Poor circulation will kill your body and cause more jet lag. Bring lotion and chapstick. Planes are very dry and they have radiation. Do not use a computer or watch the TV on the airplane. It dries your eyes out. Podcasts, audiobooks, and music.
I'd like to punch this idiot.
Here's
in the
one
face.
For Roy.
Don't watch the TV. How are you supposed to stay entertained?
Podcast, audiobooks, and music.
Or your computer.
Podcast, audiobooks, and music. This is for Roy. Neck pillows are worthless. Eye masks are not.
Now, in truth, I haven't worn a neck pillow. I haven't brought the neck pillow with me in like...
Yeah, we shamed you out of that.
4 or 5 trips. No, I just haven't. I'll bring it this time
around.
Wait,
didn't you wear it through the terminal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, where else are you going to... Where are you going to put it?
In your arm?
Yeah, around your suitcase. Why can't you strap it around the handle?
Well, if I didn't have a carrot, you know, if I checked it,
this guy
have a
obviously doesn't care what he looks like. If you wear an eye mask on there, I judge you for that.
You're trying to get some sleep. It's a long
Slater's
flight.
An eye mask wear. I think.
Oh,
in public.
I bet.
I think it's a risky play on a flight because then you get people messing with you.
Skittles and M&Ms are a must on a flight. Orange juice is magic. Bring your own. The airplanes is pure sugar water.
How am I getting through security with my own orange juice?
You buy orange juice in the airplane.
How are you getting through security at all?
Shut up.
He's not.
Every piece of electronic should be in your backpack. Put all your stuff in a jacket, all your cell phone, your keys, your wallet. That way you don't have to, at security, you don't have to take it out. You just throw it in the jacket and put it underneath there.
That makes sense.
Yep. There's some of that. And then, pack melatonin. Take melatonin tablets for for your jet lag.
So of all of those things, the jacket's the only one we're like, okay, that makes sense.
How many are you going to practice for Sunday of these?
Well, I don't. I am going to check because I have my board.
You're not going to not look at the computer for prep.
Not going to do that. I do bring lotion and chapstick though all the time. I do not use a neck pill. It is worthless. I do have snacks.
You don't stand in the aisle for 5 minutes.
I get up once. Right, but I don't stay in the aisle for 5 minutes. I do get up once.
5 minutes, an hour? Like, come on.
Just to avoid.
Yeah, you got to have an aisle seat if you're going
to
do that stuff.
Yeah, you do have to have an aisle seat. You absolutely have to. And it does say in there, get an aisle seat.
Yeah.
As part of the tricks to avoiding the jet lag.
All right. When we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.